a lot of those characters. There's this idea that, you know, with her show, and the hardest part I think about writing for a television show is that the writer creator has to inhabit the minds and worlds of a bunch of different characters and represent them in ways that don't make it all seem like it's just subdivisions of her own mind and her own personality. And she sometimes does that really well, but she can't help but succumb to certain caricatures. And it's also like you're seeing a lot of characters in Lena Dunham drag. You know, a lot of people accuse Tarantino of that. And sometimes it can be enjoyable to see that. There's certain lines of dialogue from Shoshana that work really well because she knows how to become Lena Dunham in a good way. It's kind of like Woody Allen films. There's certain actors, like, you know, Owen Wilson, who do really good Woody Allen drag. But, yeah, that scene in the bathroom also kind of didn't work. It wasn't a bad scene like the first couple, but it wasn't really that good. It wasn't up to par with what I think happened with the rest of the episode, which I liked. You talked about the race issue and how they cast, I think you said his name was Donald Glover, as the boyfriend who's black, who's also Republican. I enjoyed that scene. I enjoyed that scene because it showed, it was a little bit like incriminating on Hannah's part, A, that she's slightly, perhaps, whatever she believes in because she feels like she's supposed to. And, you know, as an extremely far, far left person, it was kind of hilarious to listen to her speak about issues with such, like, complete dispassion, that she was just kind of like hung up on the fact that he was Republican and that she associates him with, you know, two big issues, those being guns and gay marriage. It's hard to, I hate these damn 3-minute